You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., episode number 1435.
Well, you've created the financial freedom. You've also created the time freedom because you are continuously paid for many, many years, where wholesaling, you know, that's not generational wealth either. You're kind of on a, and I'm not bashing wholesaling, gosh, this is Wholesaling Inc.
Right.
It got me my start. But wholesaling, if you continuously just wholesale every single deal for, like, people look back and they've been wholesaling for years, it keeps us on that hamster wheel of deal after deal after deal. I'd rather get that wholesale fee up front and that continuous cash flow for many years, and then maybe that big payoff at the end of that rainbow.
This is game-changing information guaranteed to raise your real estate wholesaling business with actionable steps you can take immediately to navigate the ins and outs of wholesaling and start making money today. Join us as we put our guests in the hot seat and dive deep to dissect their strategies for success to enable you to duplicate their results. You're listening to Wholesaling Inc., the only show dedicated to making you a fortune in wholesaling.
Welcome to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. I'm your host today, Brent Bowers, and today I got my good buddy Wyatt Reed on. He's going to be talking today about seller finance deals. Why seller finance deals? How you get paid on the front end that's like large enough as if it were an assignment fee. And then all throughout the deal, one deal he's going to be breaking down is for 20 years, he's receiving about $500 a month net income. That's what he gets to keep at the end of the day. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing, Rhino Nation. He has none of his own money into this deal. He's got none of his own money. He actually got $8,000 cash up front, and he's going to make over $100,000 profit on this one deal. And he does these consistently because he's using none of his own money. He's using a hard money lender to facilitate it. So I want you to listen to this episode. Have your pen and paper ready. Take notes. And if you're driving down the road, don't be pulling out a pen and paper, but be safe and just come back to it. But just implement these strategies. He's also going to, one of the best things he's going to talk about today is how he's getting free leads, free deals from wholesalers, free deals from Facebook groups. And he's going to show you exactly how to get to those. All right. Let's get right into it. Enjoy the episode. Wyatt Reed, welcome back to the Wholesaling Inc. podcast. What's going on, man? How are you today?
Man, I cannot complain. I woke up with a lot of gratitude this morning, man.
Hey, I love that. That's the way to, you know, when your feet hit the floor, you're already on the right positive mindset. So, you know, you've been on the podcast before with your partner, your previous partner, John. Great episode. You know, for those that have not heard that episode, you know, give us in like 30 to 60 seconds a little update about what you're up to, how you got started in real estate. And then I want to talk about what's working for you today right now in this market.
Yeah, man. My name's Wyatt Reed. I seller finance deals mostly. I got started about 4.5, 5 years ago, and I started using the BRRRR method and buying rental properties. And I just realized that, you know, there wasn't a lot of cash flow in these properties. And then if anything was to happen, which it did, I lost my cash flow for the year. And it wasn't working fast enough, man, just to be honest with you. And I started getting into flips and doing wholesales and stuff like that. And then I found seller financing. And brother, that's a game changer. I know you do it with land, and it's a game changer, man.
Yeah, man, I love the seller financing with land. You know, so what were you doing before real estate? You know, have you always been real estate? How'd you learn it?
No, I was a manufacturing engineer before that. I worked in factories and just worked on processes and things like that, making things better, faster, and more safe, I guess, is what you could say.
Better, faster, and more safe. So I assume you could probably use that in your own real estate business to make things, you know, rentals better, the process faster and safer for your tenants.
Yeah. People say I'm a nerd. I like data. I like to look at charts. I like to track KPIs. And that's just something a lot of people don't do, man.
It's not something I enjoy doing. I think I'm going to find that person at who, not how, because one of our, you know, we call him Uncle Kroll, Uncle Tom, you know, is telling me all the time, what's the data? And I'm like, I can get that for you. And he's like, I don't want you to say I can get that for you. I want you to know the answers. And I'm like, well, that's not what excites me. I like, you know, getting the deal done. I like doing the deal. I like talking to the sellers. So maybe I just need to have someone that looks at the data for me, the who, not how, because I don't think I'm going to change.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe we could partner together. No tell. Maybe there's something here.
Maybe there's a business to do that, right?
There's always another business that can be created. That's the thing with visionaries and entrepreneurs. But we got to focus on what's making us money today. You know, that's the biggest thing I see with a lot of our land sharks, our rhinos. They'll get to mailing and then that works. And then they'll start cold calling and that starts to work. It's like we're always just jumping to the next unicorn. There's no unicorn. It all works. We just got to figure out, well, I shouldn't say it all works. We got to figure out what works, what made money, and just keep on repeating it and then perfect it and dominate it and improve it, track it, look at the KPIs. But anyhow, why seller financing? Why seller financing? Why did you choose that route?
Man, when I first started it, I actually started kicking myself for not doing it earlier when I first started. The thing is, man, is that you get the same amount of capital up front from the down payments as you would on a wholesale deal. Some of them have been close to flip deals. And then the cash flow is just much larger because you have a spread in the interest rates, and the interest rates are negotiable and they're variable. They can change. They're adjustable. So it's like times like this when the interest rates are high, man, this is like seller financing. This not even just seller financing. This is creative financing time to shine right now, right?
Man, that's beautiful. We looked at our land notes that we receive payments on every single month, and we looked at 2023's numbers, and we collected over $49,000 in just interest-only payments. That's not principal pay down. That is just literally printing money. It's almost like having a printing press. And at one time, when I first started seller financing this land, I didn't even charge interest. I didn't think to charge interest. I was like, well, you know, I'm marking up the land like 10x, or I'm getting it at such a discount. Why do I need interest? And people come to me because I'm 0% interest. Well, one day we just started charging 9% interest. Mm-hmm. And then the next day we're charging 10. And before we know it, we're charging 12% interest. Yep. And people don't bat an eye about it. But it's also a negotiation factor, like you mentioned there. We start at 12 and we ask, like, you know, what would make you want to do the deal today? You know, would it be a lower payment or interest rate? Or like, you know, how can we get a deal done? Like, tell me, let's talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes people will ask like for like, okay, could you drop down the interest rate to like 10% or 11%? And I'm stoked about it. They feel like they've won. And it's just having that negotiation factor.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And there's always a spread. And I mean, that's the thing is like you make money on the front end, on the gap between what you sell it for or what you got it for, what you sell it for, and you make money on the interest long term. I mean, just think like even at 10% interest on like a $150,000 loan. I mean, that's probably, I mean, I don't want to just throw out random numbers, but that's probably over 200,000 in interest, right? I have to look it up, but it's crazy.
I have this memorized. A $200,000 loan at 6% interest over 30 years, that payment is $1,200 a month because it's 6% of the principal that you first borrowed, basically, or the mortgage. If you collect payments for 30 years from that buyer and they never refinance, they never sell it, and they don't pay it down early, pay it down faster, you will collect $240,000 plus in interest.
That's
so a total of $420,000 on a $200,000 loan. Is that really 6% interest?
Man,
no, it's way higher than that. So, like, that's for 30 years. Now, granted, everyone's like, "Well, I don't have 30 years to collect interest." Well, here's the thing: if you look at an amortization schedule to amortize means to slowly kill or pay down a mortgage. To basically death, like mort. Mort means death, Latin term. Mortgage, death term. Hmm. So if you look at the first 7 years, though, it's pretty much front end loaded interest. So you could always do like a 30-year mortgage, you know, 6, 7, 8, whatever the interest rate is, doesn't really matter. I mean, it does matter, but it's all about making a payment your buyer or your tenant or whoever can afford. But you can always do a balloon at 7 years. And force them to refinance it and reset it. Or you could just do interest only loan and they go get their own mortgage in 7 years or pay it off, like, or sell it or whatever they do. So it's crazy. Like, you collect so much interest in the first 7 years.
That's what I love about it. It's just so open to, and that's why they call it creative financing. Cause if you can think of it, you can do it just about. And, you know, as long as you're doing it with good principles and morals, right? Some people don't, but yeah, man, it's so creative. It's so like open up in the air. You can negotiate, you can do different things. And like people say that seller financing method is not generational wealth because, you know, you're never owning the property, you know, long term. And that's like one of the arguments I get the most. And it's like, well, when we go through this interest over the course of 20 years, 30 years, and we talk about the down payments and everything, like you can't tell me that that's not generational wealth. If you got 10, 15, 20, 30 of these things going, I mean, that's generational wealth, right?
Well, you've created the financial freedom. You've also created the time freedom because you were continuously paid for many, many years where wholesaling, you know, that's not generational wealth either. You're kind of on a, and I'm not bashing wholesaling. Gosh, this is wholesaling Inc.
Right.
It got me my start. Like wholesaling paid for college for me, paid for houses for me, many, many things. But wholesaling, if you continuously just wholesale every single deal for, like people look back and they've been wholesaling for years, and I did the same thing. It keeps us on that hamster wheel of deal after deal after deal. I'd rather get that wholesale fee up front and that continuous cash flow for many years. And then maybe that big payoff at the end of that rainbow when they sell it, refinance it, or whatever they do, or build on it. Sometimes they'll build on the land and a bank will pay me off. And then I take that cash flow, I take a certain amount of it, and I keep some of this land. Mm. And I buy industrial buildings that are the easiest thing in the world to manage. These tenants are triple net leases. Like they fix everything. I don't pay the insurance or the taxes. I just pay the mortgage and that's it. But that's what I do with the cash flow from the land. And that gives me tax benefits. And that's where the generational wealth is coming in. And those properties, those industrial, those commercial buildings I'm buying, they're not huge. Like when everyone hears industrial commercial, they think, oh, you need a ton of money for that. No, you actually don't.
Right.
You don't need much money for it. You need something, you know, you need something, but those are going to be paid off in 15 years. And that's where the generational wealth comes in. Let's break down one of your deals, like one of your previous deals or one of your best deals or one of your most exciting deals. I love hearing the creative financing and the seller financing.
Yeah, man, absolutely. If you guys want to watch that past episode, that was one of our best deals. I don't have those numbers like right on hand, but I do have a case study that I put together. And I don't know if you give out stuff or put out stuff for your guys, but
Let's give it all away.
Yeah, I'm having my marketing guy right now put together a case study vault of all my student deals, a lot of my deals, and I'd love to give you that link so that you can
share. Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
Let's do it. Give the link now. You got it?
I do not have it now. I will send it to you.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We'll put it in the show notes. That'll be in the show notes when you're listening to this podcast. Just click below.
So we got a property on in Decatur, Alabama, and I actually got it from a wholesaler. So I didn't have to pay for any marketing for it. It was a free lead source. And I always tell people, like, use free lead sources as much as you can. You know that, I mean, I still do it to this day. I get deals from wholesalers all the time. So
I love that you do that because that's how we get a lot of our land deals from house buyer wholesalers. They don't know what to do with them. They sell them to me.
Exactly.
And I buy them from them.
Exactly. And when you come to them as a closer and you've closed multiple deals with them, most of the time they're sending you deals first. Right.
Yeah, and they're doing all the work. They're talking to the seller. They're getting it under contract. I'm not even a closer. I'm just like the easy button. They just sell it to you. I said, here's what I can pay and take it or leave it. Sometimes they had to go back and renegotiate it and get it lower, which is fine.
Yeah, absolutely. So we bought this house for $120,000. I was probably in for less than $8,000 of my own money. I used a hard money lender and I used a bridge lender to get a little extra money. And so this thing appraised, all I did to this thing was we bought it in the freezing season and busted some pipes. So we had to fix some plumbing and do some patchwork on the paint. So I was probably in it less than that. It was that $8,000. So it appraised for $180,000, pretty much as is. And we refinanced it at around $126,000. So my interest rate and mortgage payment, it was 7.84%, $1,042.23.
$1,043.22. And everyone's like, we can't buy real estate right now with mortgages because the rates are too high.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are.
That's it.
You're still operating, you're still doing deals.
This was also when I was selling properties for 10% interest. So like now we're at 12% interest, but this deal is actually a 10% interest deal. So we turned around and we sold it. So remember, I'm all in for $126,000 with the bank, and I sold it for $175,000, and they put $17,000 down. And their interest rate was 10% over 20 years, and it's $1,524.73.
Oh, I love this. $1,524.17?
73 cents.
Mm-hmm. So you gave the buyer a deal, kind of, because it appraised at 180, so they bought it at 175. They came in with $17,000 of their own cash. So that got you your $8,000 back.
Mm-hmm.
So 17 minus 8. What are we at? 9,000 left in the deal?
Yep. 9,000.
So 9,000 positive for you.
Yeah.
So you get the $9,000 payday up front. Then you collect $1,500 a month and your payment's $1,043 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you got about what, 500 ish?
Yeah, close to 500
each month.
Yep.
That's a home run, because I hear people talking about their rentals. If you get $300 a month net cash flow on your rental, you're doing well. Well, what about all the repairs? Like, who makes the repairs when you're the bank?
Right. That's what I was going to say. And that is net, because I don't have to pay the taxes or the insurance or maintain the property. With seller financing, you are the tenant buyer is paying all that. You are just essentially the bank, and you don't come to the bank with a squeaky toilet or a leaky door. Right?
A squeaky toilet or a leaky door. So, all right. So what is your mortgage? Is that 20-year amortization as well for your mortgage?
I actually think I went with a DSCR lender. So I think it's a 20-year fixed. It's a 20-year fixed, I believe.
So you got fixed for 20 years at 7.84, and your buyers got fixed for 20 years at 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it.
Have you ran the numbers? What's the total net profit you're going to create on this one deal?
I've got a mortgage calculator right here. I can tell you real quick. Let's see. So that would be 170 minus 17. It's 153 is the total loan. So 153 at 20 years at 10% interest is total interest paid is $201,355.
That's what your buyer is going to pay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh,
that's so crazy.
$1,000.
That's so crazy. On one deal. Like, you're going to make $200,000 on one deal.
So that's the net after, you know, the $9,000 collected, the $500 a month for 20 years.
Because that's total interest paid. So
because we can figure it really quickly right here. 12 times 20 equals 240 months times 500. Equals 120 grand plus $9,000. I'll put you on the spot. I don't do public math either.
No, me either.
So you're going to make about $129,000 net over 20 years. Divide that by 12. You know, that's about 10,000. I'm sorry. No, that's not correct. Divide that by 240. See, I'm screwing up on my math too. That's amazing. Over $100,000 on a deal that you have no money into.
Yeah.
Like, that is... Okay, that might not be creating generational wealth, because these people might pay it off one day, or you might take it back. You might have to foreclose on them and sell it again for even more. That happens with some of our land deals, and that's uber profitable, because right. It's an infinite return. But you also have an infinite return because you got your money back out of that deal. You have nothing into this. You can go and do, like, how many of these can you do if you don't have your money into the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just had lunch with a guy yesterday who's, he's putting his own money in. He's churning like one at a time. And I was just, you know, we were going back and forth on the pros and cons of using hard money and other people's money. He's like, man, I just don't want to do it. And I'm like, well, you're going to be doing those one deals, you know, one deal at a time thing, which there's nothing wrong with that. Like, he's not paying an extra $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in hard money fees. But if you're wanting to do that, 2, 3, 4 deals a month, like, and grow that generational wealth and be done in 5 years, you can't do that, you know?
That's impressive. Yeah, that's true. Like, and there's so much money out there. You know, guys, anybody listen to this, if you have some funds on the sideline or in the stock market or crypto and you're like not sure, I buy real estate at less than 60 cents on the dollar. So what does that mean? If the land's worth 100 grand or the property's worth 100 grand, we're buying it for less than $60,000 so that we have that margin of safety. So I use other people's money, just regular people, and pay them interest on it. And we secure it with real estate. We put insurance policies on it, all the above. So the money's protected. It's not like the stock market. When I invest in that, it's like throwing money in a fireplace. I think sometimes literally it's like, if I'm not willing to do that, I won't put the money in the stock market. But going back to the lenders, there's so much money out there, and we teach our land sharks how to get it. You know, I have a list of almost 58 lenders of people that have just reached out that want to lend on deals. And it's that easy. We just share what we're doing. Be that generous expert. Share to people what you're up to. Give them everything. Don't hold anything back. And people want to do deals with you because they're like, man, that makes sense. Like, you're not holding anything back. Like, how do I get involved? I've got a full-time demanding job, but if I can make 9% interest on a land deal over the next year, that's incredible. Sign me up. Yeah. So it works like that with any real estate. So anybody listening to this, share what you're doing. You know, go out there and talk about it.
I always tell my guys, like, I always tell them, look, this, if you're on the fence about it, if you're thinking about doing it, just do one deal with me. And if you like it, let's continue to do it. If you don't like it, then hey, that's fine. We done one deal and that's great. But that's yeah. I always take a deal to them and say, hey, look, this is what I'm doing. And if you've got a social media presence, like, this is, as a business owner, you should have a presence and people should know what you're doing, right? No matter what you're doing, coaching, real estate, land flipping, anything and everything, you should have a social media presence. And people are going to know what you do. And when you come to them, they're going to know, okay, well, we're going to be talking about real estate. We're going to be talking about lending, things like that.
How can people find out about you, Wyatt?
Dude,
how can people get in touch?
You can get in touch with me on Facebook, Wyatt Reed, or you can join the Seller Finance Deals Facebook group and get in touch with me that way. Either way.
That's Wyatt Reed, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So before we go, I want to put you through like just like the hot round. All right. So Wyatt, I want to do a real estate deal today. What can I do? Like, tell me the steps that I can do every single day for the next couple of weeks until I do a real estate deal.
Dude, if you don't have any money at all, either way you go, you need to be focused on leads. Like, lead generation is the most important. You can do all the rest later, right? So there are two ways to do that, free and paid. And if you don't have any money, obviously you do free. Get into every investor Facebook group you can get into. Contact every wholesaler and be the thorn in their side. Like, contact them every week. Hey, what do you got? Do you have anything for me? I'm buying in this area. This is what I'm looking for. And just create relationships with these guys. And if you've got money to spend, I always say postcards are the best form to do. I used to do texting, but there's so many rules and regulations. Send out a small batch of postcards, man. Take those calls and get on the phone, or just start cold calling, you know?
You want a postcard, anybody wants a postcard, we call this the tribe postcard, go to thelandsharks.com/postcard and you can download that for free. Actually, it'll send you an email with it in the email. All right, let's deep dive this free. How do I find these Facebook investor groups or these real estate groups? Like, give me the steps to do that.
Yeah, so all you have to do is just say you're in Huntsville, Alabama, which is kind of where we are. All you have to do is go up to that little search box in the corner and type in Huntsville real estate, Huntsville wholesalers, Huntsville investors. Like, just put these, you know, a couple of keywords in that have to do with real estate. And there are hundreds of groups to get into. And when you get into there, there are going to be certain people who put pictures of houses and other, you know, details of houses. But the biggest thing is going to be, if they're doing it right, at the very top, it's going to say assignment of contract. And those are the people you need to reach out to and just say, hey, I'm a buyer. I'm looking for properties in the area. What do you have? Can you send me something like a little nugget that I found when I was doing a lead generation Facebook challenge a couple of months ago. And when I started talking to wholesalers, I was doing it like I started from zero. When they were sending me deals, they were sending me what was coming in that was new. So when I started, I tweaked it a little bit and I started asking them, hey, send me everything that you have active. Dude, I started getting way more deals, you know, because they just put you on their buyers list. You start getting things that are new. But if you say, hey, send me everything that you have active, you get 3, 4, 5 deals all at one time, you know?
Gold nugget right there. Active, that means they probably haven't been able to move it as fast as they would like. They're willing to negotiate. I just bought a deal last night, a piece of land. I paid the guy a $25,000 assignment fee. I look at that as, man, I left a lot of money on the table. I should have negotiated better. Yeah. You know, so, but, and that's it. Like, I need to get his active deals, not his new ones, because like, he's like, I got plenty of time. I've got a 45 day inspection period. The guy had like $1,000 earnest money deposit. He wasn't desperate yet.
Right.
But he sends me deals all the time, so I'm happy about it. All right, Wyatt, last thing. How do I get in touch with wholesalers? How do I find wholesalers that want to send me deals?
Yeah, man. On those Facebook groups, that you just need to find that little post that says assignment for contract. And I would do all the above. I would comment on it. I would put my, so what you need to do before you even do all of this is you need to start a new email, like a leads email. And don't overthink these things, because it doesn't matter, right? So I just, for this Facebook challenge, I created a new one. It's called Leads for Reads, right? Because my last name is Reed. And so I just started that, and I started putting it in every commented on these wholesalers Facebook posts, and then I DM'd them. I done everything. Like, I went out of my way to talk to these people. Like, hey, can you send me your phone number? Let's hop on a phone call. Let's talk. Let's create a relationship. And that's how you do it. And back when I first started, that's how I got my first 6 deals, was through wholesalers. And that's what I done. That's what I did. And I started a list on Excel of the person's name, their phone number, their email, and I would reach out to them every single week and say, hey, what do you got that's new?
Every single week. Guys, that's follow up. Every single week. You are the squeaky wheel. Yep. you're the leaky door, you know, whatever you call it, whatever you said. That's it. You got to stay in front of these guys. Stay in front. Why does Coca-Cola still advertise? Why does McDonald's still advertise? Because they want to stay in front of us. Rhino Nation, so much gold here. So many gold nuggets here. We got to go, but I want you to go to wholesalinginc.com/land and schedule that call today. Fill out that application. Let's change your life, just like Wyatt is doing with his business. My business has given me lifestyle freedom, time freedom, financial freedom, geography freedom as well. Go to wholesalinginc.com/land and schedule a call. God bless, Rhino Nation. See you on the next one.
That's all for this episode. Your next step to success is to continue the conversation over at wholesalinginc.com by joining the mailing list, as well as get your chance to book a strategy session to learn the systems and become part of the tribe and work personally with one of our amazing coaches. We'll see you next episode with more ways to make you a fortune in wholesaling.